Someday, my prince will open a trans-dimensional portal. By Copper Badge. Read by CookieMom6067. When the dark-haired boy with the familiar smile appeared in the game room on a wet Thursday afternoon, Izzy barely batted an eye. "Dad Phil!" she yelled, putting down her game controller. Dad Phil could hear better than Dad, and anyway was more likely to respond, whereas Dad would have made her get up and find him out of pure cussedness, even if he had his aids in. "Yes, Iz," Dad Phil called from the kitchen. "There's a transdimensional portal in the game room." "Beg pardon?" Dad Phil asked, appearing in the doorway. The dark-haired boy whirled, hands up. "Interdimensional traveler, at least I'm assuming. Otherwise, teleporter," Izzy said, pointing at him. "He just showed up." "Is this Stark Tower?" the boy asked. "Yep," Izzy said, popping the P, as Phil tapped his earpiece and summoned Uncle Tony. "Then yes, interdimensional, not teleportational. This isn't my Stark Tower. I can also teleport," the boy said. He lowered his hands and held one of them out, so she took it, and he kissed her knuckles. Izzy, accustomed to the occasional Asgardian visitor who did this, accepted it with composure. "T. Stark Locuson, gentleman adventurer at your service," he said. "Excuse me," Dad Phil interrupted. "Did you say Locuson?" "Also Stark," Izzy said. "Great," Dad Phil sighed. "Tony, you better bring Thor." "I'm sure this is a mistake. It shouldn't be hard to fix," T. Stark Locuson said. He looked to be about 17, a little older than her, wiry and slim. And now that she looked, she could see he was unmistakably related to Tony, even if he had really vivid green eyes. He checked a gauntlet on one hand, then flinched when it popped and fizzled. If you have a place I could do a few repairs." "Tony will," she said. "How are you related?" "Son. Call me Stark. Nearly everyone does. And you are?" "Izzy Barton." "Oh, delightful. Daughter? You have his nose." "Yeah, he still apologizes sometimes." "He shouldn't. It's a good look on you." She grinned. "You're going to be trouble, aren't you?" "Almost always, but I'm actually very nice to know." "Smile at her like that again," Dad Phil said, interrupting his conversation with Uncle Tony, "and I will make sure you don't smile for the remainder of your time here." "Phil!" Izzy scolded. "Locuson," Dad Phil replied unrepentantly. "Loki's my mum," Stark said. "Is she around?" "Oh boy," Izzy muttered as Dad came running from one direction, and Uncle Tony and Thor came running from another, and Steve clattered down the stairs, shield in hand. "Stick with me, okay? I'm used to managing them." "Very kind of you." "Ooh, Dad looks young. He always said I was the reason he had gray hair," Stark added. He bowed to Thor, who had his hammer half raised. "Uncle Thor." "Name yourself," Thor ordered. "Thor Stark Locuson, Duke of Asgard, son of Anthony Stark, the Crimson Iron Knight, Lord of the Isle of Manhattan of Midgard, and Loki Laufeyson, renounced Prince of Asgard and Jotunheim," Stark recited. Izzy glanced at Uncle Tony just in time to hear him say, "What?" in the flattest voice she'd ever heard. Once they'd gotten a little more information out of Stark and explained a few things, he was banished from the conference room while the adults debated what to do with him. Izzy wasn't privy to the discussion, but she could imagine how it was going, especially with Uncle Tony having fits over the idea of a universe where he and Loki were voluntarily having sex. "I brought burgers," she said, letting herself into the little antechamber where they were keeping Stark. "If you're anything like our Tony, you eat like a snake." "My own body weight once a week? About right," he agreed, unwrapping a hamburger and tearing into it. "You know, I'm surprised we don't have one of you in my universe. Or maybe I'm surprised they do have one of you here. I don't think Clint ever procreated, at least that he knows of." "Not that surprising. I wasn't planned," she said. "But wanted, I hope. Clint's an ass, but he's not a jerk." "Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he did some pretty frantic legal and illegal gymnastics to get to keep me. I can't imagine you weren't a little bit of a surprise. Tony's daddy issues have daddy issues. Mum has a way of sweeping that kind of thing aside with the power of denial, Stark said with a grin, around a mouthful of fries. Do you suppose every Avengers child in every universe is an accident? Most of ours are. Most of? Well, yeah. There's 5 or 6 of us in my universe. You should come see it sometime. Are you asking me to come to your homeworld, alien boy? She asked with a laugh. Well, our first date's going swimmingly. I don't see why not. Oh, this is a first date, is it? Yes, he said. Thank you for paying, by the way. It's very equitable of you. What if I don't want a second date? Why wouldn't you want a second date? I'm exceedingly interesting. You're definitely a Stark, she said. Point for or against? Mostly for. I'll know once I see how well you repair your dimension hopper glove. It's not really supposed to hop dimensions, just time and space. Super handy for getting to Asgard on short notice. Doesn't work for anyone but me, though. It needs a hint of magic, he said, green eyes glowing for a second. Izzy rested her chin on her hand, gazing at them. You are a slick-talking, overconfident butt, she said. Does that bother you? He asked, grin widening from Tony Stark being charming to Loki making trouble. I'll let you know after our second date, she told him. Being fair to Dad and Dad Phil, she really should have told them before she let Loki's teenage son take her to an alternate universe. By the time she got back, which was only like 10 minutes after she'd left, they were both ready to ground her for the rest of her life. On the other hand, totally worth it. Besides, if she played her cards right, she'd get to go to 2 proms this year, like the girls in her class who were dating boys from other schools. It'd be awfully exciting to go to prom in another dimension, as long as she figured out a way to keep Dad from shooting Stark on sight, anyway. The end.